Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, Jen Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Following up on another big Flyers win last night. They are, on a roll right now. Now, Ben Simmons, he's out. Sixers get back at it tonight versus Cleveland. We know he's out at least 2 weeks. Pretty much everyone's saying it's going to be longer than that. It's really an indefinite period of time is what it is, and it's very unfortunate. NFL Combine rolls on, reaction to Howie and Doug. We'll get into a lot of that, including Howie Roseman's interview this morning with Angela. Philly spring training ongoing. So a lot to hit here. A lot going on at 888-729-9494. Mr. Richie Rich, what's up, pal?
Joe.
Hey, pal.
Did you know that tigers not only have stripes, but their skin itself is striped? Like if you had shaved a tiger, mm-hmm. The tiger would still be striped.
Underneath?
Yeah. Orange and black. Striped skin. Where the hair grows out, striped. It's not just the coat. It's the whole thing.
I'm amazed by all that.
It is amazing.
I don't know.
But I've never seen, Like, I've never seen a picture of a shaven tiger.
Well, here's the problem. So I'm just.
Shaved tiger?
Full disclosure. I don't know that I knew that it's not the skin, but you're saying it's like the hair. I don't know. I just assumed it was the skin.
What?
They didn't have fur?
You thought a
tiger
was like just a human?
I never thought of it. I don't know.
Hold on a second.
You thought a tiger
didn't have hair?
I never really thought of it. I'm just being honest.
You thought if you would touch a tiger, it would feel like
smooth.
Well, I don't know.
Like a lizard?
I don't go touching tigers.
So you would have imagined.
What
you
is
thought
going
it was like
here?
A like it
I
was like
know.
A like a human? Like,
it's
like
a creature guy. No, I got it. Closer to the human skin on the arm than on the head on the top of the head with hair.
So you thought.
I'm confused.
Wow.
I'm out.
A lion has hair.
I'm done with it. Goodbye, everybody.
You know, cats.
Seltzer, take over.
Cats have hair.
The
right?
Toga. Yeah, okay.
A coat.
Okay, a coat of hair.
That covers their body.
Yeah.
It's not just skin.
All right,
there's hair on top of it.
There you go. There you go.
Wow, this is incredible. Well, this is really good stuff, right. Joe.
Now, I'll tell you.
We learned a lot just now.
I'll tell you what I'm trying to figure out more than the hair on a tiger and all that. What Howie Roseman's saying. I'm trying. It's been really, Howie is talking.
You're not going to like.
Well,
what I think
so
how he's saying.
I've heard everything he said, and we'll certainly play good chunks of it throughout the course
we
of the show.
We need to translate.
Yeah, so Howie was on, for those that missed it, Howie was on, yesterday at a press conference, and, with the media out there in the NFL Combine, and interesting stuff in addition to Doug Peterson, and we aired it on our show late in the show yesterday, and then he was also on this morning with Angela, a one-on-one interview with Angela this morning at 8:30. So, amongst other things, Sean, I'm trying to figure out, is Howie Roseman saying the Eagles are rebuilding? Like, when you cut through his words, is that what he's saying? Talking about how they're going to have a different approach than they had in 2017, 2018, 2019. Like, is he saying, John?
He's not making much secret about it, Joe.
I don't think he's saying that, but he's confusing me. What is he saying?
Howie just took a roundabout path to convey to everyone – we all need to lower our expectations. This is a rebuild. He's not going to call it a rebuild. He's going to call it a retool, and he's going to sell us on that retool concept, try to convince us that it's different than a rebuild.
See, I eat that up. Retool works for me.
It's the same
thing. It's not a rebuild. It's not a rebuild.
Joe, you got to come to grips with the fact how he's telling us. He's doing what you have long said a team should do. He's laying out expectations. He's telling us to lower ours because what he just tried to do, he's talking about seasons in clusters of years. Yeah. 17, 18, 19 was a cluster that included a Super Bowl win.
Yep.
I believe what he ended up in a roundabout way of saying, he told us he tried to replicate the Super Bowl win with too much he failed. Let's put it that way.
Older players on short contracts, right?
He was doing it with free agency, right. Not so much with the draft. He was trying to strike while the iron was hot, while he had Carson on that rookie deal. I mean, it all makes sense.
Right.
But he's saying, and he has said, that he probably tried to do that a little bit too long. So the returns on those investments he was making were not as lucrative as he expected, which indicate, you know, his culpability. That's what, dude, they're on a downward trajectory. And he's now saying, guys, it's not going what I said we were planning to do way back when, before the, you know, we were going to be a one seed. We were going to not win 9 games. We were going to win double-digit wins and be at the top of the conference every year. Maybe that was a little rash on my part. Maybe this is harder than what I thought. And what I was trying to do didn't work. So right now, we've got double the draft picks. He was insistent on emphasizing how important that was. He's been repeatedly telling us how getting younger is at the top of the priority list.
Yep.
He's telling us the Eagles are rebuilding.
And it's amazing to me. And look, we'll hear what everyone has to say at 888-729-9494. I don't think they're rebuilding. I don't think he's saying that. But look, let's hear Howie in his own words. So let's go back to yesterday, and we'll get to the stuff with Angelo as well. By the way, we'll play the entire interview with Angelo coming up later in the show. It was a great interview this morning. So let's start with what he said first yesterday about this topic when meeting with the media yesterday, NFL Combine. Here's Howie Roseman yesterday when this whole thing kind of got triggered yesterday.
Because we had 10 picks over a 2-year period, we sat there and felt like, and we paid Carson, and we have a lot of highly paid players on our team. We felt like we needed a year where we knew we were going to have double-digit draft picks. And so, you know, I look at it that some of those guys that we released during the season, they're good players, and they were good players for the teams that they went to after they came to us. But for us going forward to have those picks and to know we had those picks was important. Just sitting here now and feeling like we're going to have 10 picks, and we need that amount of guys. Now, when we look at it, I think the scenario changes a little bit in terms of if we can get the right free agents. We're not in a mode now where maybe we try to find the undervalued older guys that we try to find the last couple of years. And going forward, we're trying to build this over a period of time. We're not kind of in this one-year window. We talked about it again in January about looking at this 2020, 2021, 2022, in this 3-year period of getting guys who are part of it. I guess kind of similar to how we looked at free agency in maybe 2016 and 17.
In 2021, you don't really have many players that are scheduled to become unrestricted free agents. I think it's just Malcolm, really, as far as the starters go. Does that free you up maybe to be able to spend more this offseason and, you know, knowing that you have that situation coming up?
Yeah, I think the one thing we got to be careful of is the amount of cap room we have this year and then how it's affected next year and the years going forward, because we don't want to be in a position where we lose flexibility totally by doing that. So we're hopeful that if we go into the free agent market, that maybe we're signing guys that are more core guys than more one or two-year guys. And we look at it from building our team over a 2-3-year perspective as opposed to just kind of this 1-year window.
I got to say, in so many ways, I'm confused. I'd like to hear from people at 888-729-9494. Just what do you think Howie is saying? And do you agree with John's contention that that he hasn't used the word rebuild, but this is all code for rebuild?
He has used rebuild to say it's a retool.
Well, he's used
not
retool.
A rebuild. Well, he's actually said not a rebuild.
Yeah, I mean,
because of the negative connotations.
Right.
He's trying to sell us a bill here, a line, and you're taking it hook, line, and sinker.
Well,
Joe,
I think this
is telling us the team, he doesn't have a lot of confidence. He
doesn't know
where this team is headed. He has learned over the last couple of years, it's a lot harder than it was in 2017. You try to redo that with the old guys. He keeps talking about this one-year window as it pertains to free agents.
Yep.
He says we're no longer looking at guys that fit that one-year window, the immediate fix. He's saying we are the free agents that we'll target are 2 or 3 year guys as opposed to those 1 year window guys.
Yeah.
We're no longer trying to find the older values. We're looking at drafting guys who can be a part of this team for several years. We're looking at bringing in free agents who will be a part of this team for several years. We ended up getting rid of guys. You know, he defended some of those moves, LJ Fort in parentheses, during the season, getting rid of guys who he says, you know, could still play and played well elsewhere.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he valued the draft picks. He needs to rebuild the Eagles.
See, I don't,
he's telling you that.
I don't think it's that extreme, but I will say I found it really bizarre, John. And for the most part, like, you know me, I'm a big Howie guy. I believe in him. And I think it's this team absolutely needs the infusion of draft picks. I think we all know that. But I'm highly confused when he says, and this is a quote, we're not in a mode to try to find the undervalued older guys. Well, why not? I'm just trying to, like, if I can pick that apart. Are you telling me that if you had a chance to sign Chris Long, the Chris Long of 3 years ago, you would choose not to do that? Would you choose not to sign Patrick Robinson on that one-year deal?
He's telling us and then if exactly
you, but
that.
John, if you didn't, who would you play?
A young guy? That's why it's a rebuild.
See, I find
He's planning to play young guys.
Look,
you know how important it is to evaluate the talent properly?
Yeah,
this draft and this free agency batch, like, we're going to be playing these guys. We have no idea.
Yeah.
Whether they can prove themselves in the NFL. He's telling us this is like the variability for this season. It could be way up here. It could be way down here because he doesn't know.
This is far from the new norm. Let's hear more from Howie again yesterday. A follow-up question a short time after that one and more on this kind of topic.
As a follow-up to what you were saying about free agency, is it fair to say that the approach is going to be different this offseason and you'll be more willing to kind of get involved in the top of the market free agents as opposed to what you've done the past 2 years?
I think what would be fair to say, Zach, is that over the last 2 years coming off the Super Bowl, we had a different amount of resources going forward, and we were looking at our team building over that 17, 18, 19 period. And we knew 20 that we were going to have to kind of change that a little bit. So now we're looking at it over the course of a window. Not that we don't want to win this year. We desperately want to win this year. But more over building this team over 2020, 2021, hopefully 2022. It's hard to look 3 years out, really, but keep our eye on that. So I think that maybe changes the complexion of some of our decisions this offseason. That is different than coming off the Super Bowl or coming off, you know, losing to the Saints in the divisional round.
I'll just say this. I'm confused, but I don't think he's saying that they're rebuilding. But look, we'll hear from everyone at 888-729-9494. I mean, what do you think Howie is saying? And do you think he is actually, I mean, he didn't use the term like we're rebuilding, but do you agree with John's assertion that that's really what this is, a rebuild? And also, is Howie expressing, without expressing it, that he's less confident in the current squad? And that's why they're
saying it didn't work. What I tried to do didn't work. I've already claimed responsibility for keeping old guys around too long because I got too attached to them. We're scrapping that idea. The 17, 18, 19 era is over, and this is a new era. Well, 2020, 2021, 2022, we're bringing in young guys. We're going to let them play and see how this shakes out.
I'll tell you what, look, we'll get into it here at 888-729-9494. What you and we all think Howie's saying, and also kind of case by case, how this then fits stuff that happened in the past, stuff that could still happen in the future. Like, would he not resign? Would he not sign a Patrick Robinson or Chris Long from three years ago?
He told us he would.
I mean, how does the Malcolm Jenkins situation moving forward fit into this?
It doesn't sound great for Malcolm, does it?
But where does the Peters thing, where it sounds like they want Peters back? I'm just
that's another thing. We need to listen to that.
All right, so all of that, and also coming up, what Howie specifically said to Angelo this morning on this very topic. You'll hear him address that. We'll roll all the phone calls. We'll get into the 76ers, the Ben Simmons injury. It's very unfortunate. He's going to be out for some time. And the Flyers, I mean, they are on fire. It's all here today. Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie, as always, at 888-729. Someone help us. Tell us. What is Howie saying? 94-94.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.